Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about North Korea. What was it like over there in the prison camps? We are reading a story from WashingtonPost.com written by a man who escaped. He was 23 years old at the time when he fled the prison camp. It's now been 10 years. And it turns out his father, who he thought would be killed for his escape, his father's still alive and has been involved in making a video. North Korean government has been releasing videos about the escapee, claiming that he's a liar, a rapist, and a thief. And one of the videos, his 70-year-old father appeared and joined the chorus of my accusers. Now, this guy obviously believes that his father has been tortured into saying these things on video. Mark, you're saying you might not necessarily believe his claims.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I wonder what he's saying here. It just, it all seems kind of sort of surprising to me.
What's the surprising part?
Well, in the last segment, he was talking about the love for family that he has somehow found after he left the family that he knew, that this is tearing him apart. He thinks his father's being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his father's saying what he's saying. But why wouldn't, you know, really? You think that they're going to torture him rather than just give him another bologna sandwich or something?
Hmm. Well, I think that, you know, considering the torture is fairly common in the North Korean prison system, I imagine that's why he figures they're torturing him.
I suppose it's possible, but...
That's what he grew up with, was people being tortured all around him and him as
that's
well.
That's the claim.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to believe the claims of the North Korean refugees. I'm
going to
take the government's word for it.
The biggest problem that Pyongyang has is that people will believe this story, and I don't know whether it's true or not.
The government did not let the UN envoy into their prison camps.
That's
true. Allowed him to come over.
You think the United States would let the UN into any of its prisons or
Well, I know you and I can go to the prison and at least visit people in the United States. So, yeah. I think so.
You're talking about the visitation room, but that's not like getting
something.
A tour.
Nothing.
They probably don't have a visitation room.
You can go on tour of the Keene Spiritual Retreat right here in Keene, a.k.a. the county jail.
Sounds awesome.
So it just depends on the warden as to whether or not they allow a tour.
What about when Private Manning was in jail? It was the UN was like wanting to help him in some way and was being rebuffed.
Part of the whole idea of jails is they're supposed to be isolating places, right? Isn't that part of the punishment?
To some extent, but you're still in with other prisoners, so you're not totally isolated, unless you're in solitary confinement.
Right.
So back to the story here. By the way, Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio. You can, of course, call in about anything. Obviously, most of our listeners have no experience with North Korea, so there's not much you can say as far as your opinion goes, because nobody really knows what goes on. We just have to take people's word for it. And me, I'm going to take the word of the people that have escaped.
I just think it's an interesting thing that he's claiming to love his father that he was stealing, lying to and stealing food from when he left. I mean, it's an odd thing to say.
I don't know if it's that odd.
It would make more sense to me if he said something like, you know how you people feel like you love your family? I don't feel that. I was raised in a North Korean prison where I was forced to fight for every scrap of food against my very family members. I mean, you know, like that would make much more sense to me than this claim that, now that he's left where, you know, he left, his father was going to be tortured as a result. He didn't care. That's what he said. I have committed a grievous sin against my father.
Mm-hmm.
That was what he opened the article with. And now that he has moved into a culture where it makes, where it is popular to love your family. He's saying, I love my family. It's so painful for me to hear my father repudiating me. And North Korea is saying this guy's a rapist. And I don't know what to believe on this story.
Wow,
I mean,
just and that you would even take North Korea's word.
I'm not
on this.
Taking it. Well, why am I taking this North Korean guy's word? I only want the side of truth, and it sounds like a flimsy story, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It's not unreasonable to believe that somebody who's now immersed for 10 years in a different culture where family is, and in my opinion, wrongfully put on this pedestal.
He's been saying this stuff for years, though, and he said he's been saying that. So his story's been pat for a while.
It sounds to me sort of like he's adapting to his new environment. He's gotten to a safe place. He's like, all right, what's it like here? What do the people act like here? Mm-hmm. How do they treat their families? I'm going to act like that so I'm not seen as some weirdo and I don't get kicked off back to North Korea.
Right. Well, I mean, how is he going to be anything but a weirdo? He was raised in North Korea. So I want to know, really, does he love this guy? Because the story seems just so weird to me.
I can't imagine
it doesn't
he actually
sound
does.
Right
he
to
doesn't,
me.
It sounds like he's just conforming to his new environment. It doesn't sound like he actually remorse, you know, he's feeling
could
remorse.
Be.
Not to me. I don't care.
I don't really care whether he
I know,
really
you don't care. You've taken a side. You'd had a side before
yes,
you listened to the
my side is
story.
Against the North Korean state.
Yes!
How dare
I?
Come to a conclusion about this.
Okay,
oh my God.
Ian, I don't care whether you're for or against North Korea. I care whether you're for or against the truth. And that's the problem I've had with you all along, is you'll take the side against cops, you'll take the side against politicians, you'll take the
Usually
side against North
side
Korea, because you don't give a flip about the truth. You care about your agenda. And it's despicable. I'm sorry.
I don't know what the truth is, Mark.
No, me either.
But I know that I'm going to take one side over another, because usually it's just you're taking one person's word over another, and I'm going to disbelieve the lying politicians and the lying prison guards and the lying cops because they've been proven to be liars time and time again.
It's a safe position.
Well,
yeah,
so what evidence do we have? If you're concerned about truth, what evidence does this article put forward?
Not
about
much, other than this sort of flimsy story.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can believe or not that this guy is feeling remorse, but what is true is that he escaped from North Korea, the conditions there were bad, and that his father was on this propaganda-looking TV screen denouncing him.
That's all true.
Well, maybe it's not true, Mark. Maybe he didn't escape North Korea. Maybe they let him go. How about that?
So
let's just disbelieve everything the guy says.
So that they would.
Why do we even read anything on the air if we're not going to take somebody's word for it?
Why not take North Korea's word for it?
Because politicians, cops, and prison guards have a tendency to lie.
Oh, no. People have a tendency to lie. Cops,
especially
prison guards, and politicians tend to be people.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. People with power. But everybody lies, Ian. And mm-hmm. I don't... Look, this guy's job going around preaching against North Korea is probably better than his job working at some shoe factory in South Korea, because that's all he would have been able to do when he got out. That's all I'm saying is he's got a motivation here, too.
So you're going to go travel over to North Korea since you've got such trust in their politicians?
I have no trust in their politicians, Ian.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. Going on here with this man's story, you know, I'm not saying he's telling the truth, but
yes, you are.
I'm more likely to believe him over the politicians. No, I don't know what the truth is, Mark. I've already said that.
Good.
So going on here. Since watching the video of my father, I felt an overwhelming desire to travel to North Korea and be with him. My friends, of course, have warned me that I would be killed. But I want to give North Korea a chance to live up to its claims that its citizens are living happily and in freedom. If it seeks credibility, the regime should welcome my request to meet my father, who doesn't have much time left on this earth, so that he can see and touch my face. It should be an open, publicized, official visit that includes an on-the-ground inspection of Camp 14.
I think it would be better if they just let his father go, if that's, you know, I mean, that seems like a much more likely set of circumstances than him being able to go see Camp 14.
When you say let him go, you mean let him leave the country?
Yeah.
Realistically, such a visit is unlikely,
yeah.
And my guilt about my father will only deepen. In all probability, China will use its UN veto to insulate Kim and his underlings from accountability for crimes against humanity that continue to this day.
Yeah.
If you believe the claims.
Well, that's one of the problems with having these major nations.
Maybe all these people are lying about the prison camps, right, Mark?
I don't believe that they're lying about the prison camps, Ian.
Okay.
I'm not claiming that. Well, I don't know what you're confused on.
Well, it just seems to me like you're...
You just feel like, somebody's called my integrity into question. Ian, I question your integrity. You always take the side of the people that you dislike on the government, and sometimes they're telling the truth. I think this guy's story sounds a little flimsy. That's all I've said.
Okay. Camp 14 still operates, as do other political labor camps that imprison up to 120,000 people. Camp guards continue to punish children and their parents, working them to death as slaves and snitches in a world without love. For all my guilt about my father's continuing torment, I will not be silenced. Injustice cannot cover up justice. I have an obligation to those still in the camps, as does everyone in the outside world. Well, I don't know if everyone has that obligation, but I can understand his feelings there.
This is one of the most evil things I can imagine in present day. You know, we can go back and think about lots of evil things, but if I were to think, what's the most evil thing happening? It's in North Korea.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country.
But yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
I hold in my hand the Liberty Gift of the Season. It's in Freedom's Cause, and it is an extraordinary audio theater production. It's a 2-CD set, and when you hear this, you'll just be stunned that this was done specifically in audio, not not a movie soundtrack that's been ripped to CD or something like that. It's incredible. It's got big name actors and actresses. James Cosmo from Braveheart, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, and Skandar Keys of Chronicles of Narnia. It is incredible. It's called In Freedom's Cause. It's the story of William Wallace, which in, like Braveheart, only historically accurate. And this is one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in human history. Your children are going to love it. It's family friendly. It's got a study guide online and is a real crash course in the study for freedom, the struggle for freedom, excuse me. InFreedomsCause.com. They have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL and get the family 4-pack of CDs for half price. InFreedomsCause.com. Use coupon code FTL, and I stand by my statement that this is the Liberty Gift of the Season. InFreedomsCause.com. Coupon code FTL to get it half price.
All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Derek Jay is going to be telling us about someone who said if you don't support laws that you aren't willing to kill to enforce. I want to talk about that if we get the chance. But, Mark, you called my integrity into question a moment ago, and, I like to think I have integrity, but you're saying I don't because I tend to take a side against the police.
Yeah.
I tend to,
without evidence, that's the important part, is that it's not about truth, it seems, for you. It's about a bias. You have an agenda, is what Mark said.
Oh, absolutely, I have an agenda.
And a bias.
Of course. My bias is based on evidence. And the evidence is
well,
that
every bias
lie.
Is based on evidence.
The evidence is that police have a tendency to tell lies. Not only that, they are instructed to tell lies. It's part of their training to tell lies. Not only that, I've seen evidence that police tend to abuse people. And if they aren't being video recorded, and sometimes if they are being video recorded, they will abuse people even further.
Wait a minute. I have to interject here and say it's not the police themselves. It's the people have a tendency to do what they can get away with, right? So if there are no consequences, whether they're police or not, yet they may lie.
It's true. And the police don't even hardly ever have consequences, even if they do get caught on video telling lies and abusing people. So when presented with a new situation in which there's a possibility the police are lying and abusing people, I'm just going to go ahead and likely believe the people who are claiming the police are lying and abusing people in the absence of any evidence whatsoever. If it's one side against another, I'm going to pick a side based on evidence in the past.
In Rialto, California, when they put cameras on their police officers, they had an 80% reduction in the, a 66% reduction in the uses of force, and an 80% reduction in the claims of police brutality,
mm-hmm.
which means that 4 out of the 5 people that would normally be claiming police brutality are no longer claiming it, and the police are only kicking people's butts 1/3 of the time. That means that they've had a larger drop in the brutality claims than they have had in the use of force, which could mean one of two things. A, police, when they use force, use more discretion, or B, the people who tell lies in hopes of getting some kind of settlement from the government are withdrawing those, are no longer making those claims because, mm-hmm. They're not going to get any money because there's video of what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to understand that people work by motives. Does law enforcement have perverse motives? They absolutely do. But let's not forget that there's people on the other side of the picture that have motives, too, and that those motives can cause people to lie.
I haven't forgotten that. I will acknowledge that you're right. There are people who will lie about what the police do as well, which, you know, again, I don't oppose the idea of police having cameras to shine light on whatever, you know, semblance of the truth we might be able to glean from having video footage. But again, you know, given given evidence in front of me, one side saying one thing, the other side saying the other, I'm going to side with the people without power. I'm going to side with the people who do not have the ability to wield force with impunity, with no consequences whatsoever, with no accountability whatsoever. I'm going to side with those people, and I don't think there's anything that's not integral about that. If new evidence comes to light that shows that, oh, in point of fact, this person was actually telling a lie about the police, then I'll change my mind about that. It's not that I'm not open to hearing new evidence, but given that I should come to a conclusion about who's likely telling the truth, I think it's likely going to be the innocent victims.
Well, so you're claiming that there's no problem with honesty or integrity if you immediately take a particular side, like you have a bias, and taking that side, that you're claiming that there's no problem with honesty or integrity in doing that?
Yeah, I'm being very honest about how I feel.
Yeah, I think I think you're being honest about how you feel, but I think we have a different definition of what integrity is. I think that what one needs to do is one needs to continue asking questions. Now, when another side stonewalls, which is going to be the case of North Korea here, and usually in the case of police departments, mm-hmm. it's their policy to stonewall. They'll say, well, we've got an ongoing
investigation. I only have so much time to ask questions, man.
Sure, I understand.
I only have so much time to investigate these cases.
Well, it's a good thing somebody else on the show is here to, you know, just say every once in a while, whoa, hey, let's not run too far ahead here.
I can see neither case having full responsibility for their claims. This escapee cannot verify his claims with video evidence, and the government can't verify their claims. So
escapee can verify his claims through the claims of other escapees. And unless they're all in on the same gigantic plot to make the North Korean prison system look bad, I tend to believe the escapees.
Okay. Well, I just want to say,
there's a preponderance of evidence on the side of the escapees. The only claim of the escapee that I... is his this love for his father that he keeps on harping on.
Yeah, and in the absence of evidence from either side, it just makes more sense, if you value truth, to take the less extraordinary claim. And this extraordinary claim that this man escaped, I don't know, what claim do you doubt, Mark? What claim of his? That he loves his father? I mean, big deal.
Well, he's harping on it, and I started this off by saying, we don't know whether he's an escaped rapist or not. North Korea
right.
claims that he is. I don't know whether he is or not. He claims he was born in a North Korean prison. We have really no evidence to claim one way or the other. I don't know the answer to that.
Without evidence, I'm not going to
really
believe someone's a rapist.
What's that?
Without evidence, I'm not going to believe the claim he's a rapist. Give it no credence.
At this point around the world, we do take government's word that people are rapists.
Stop it. You need to have evidence of that.
The general consensus is that that's what people do.
It's not integral to just take the government's word for something. I don't care if, people do that.
Governments, sadly, don't give out a lot of information. And that can be good.
I'm not going to believe the guys
are
rapists.
For some rapists, right? Some rapists don't want their information given out.
Are they even claiming this guy was a rapist?
That was a claim made about him. Yeah. They've been making videos, apparently, about him.
I don't believe him.
Because
the fact that
they
spend time making videos about him, I think, speaks against what they're doing.
Huh.
You know, if they should just say, yeah, well, whatever. They shouldn't say anything.
Well, there's a reason why a lot of these North Korean refugees will hide their faces when they do media. This guy's not hiding. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there.
In the Bitcoin community, people have long been looking for the ability to buy a car with Bitcoin. I've heard it over and over again that the Bitcoin economy will be mature when you can buy a car with Bitcoin. Well, this happened. It's been the case for more than a month. There is a Bitcoin auto dealership called NewAgeAutoSales.com. Obviously, they do sell cars for dollars, but they'll let you buy a car, one of their late model, well-maintained cars from their rental fleet. They take good care of them. And the advantage of a car coming from a rental fleet is that you don't have to pay for the auction fees and the transport costs that go into a regular used car. Pretty much every other used car is going to get moved around on the back of a truck, or somebody has to drive it to auction and then get back somehow. And those things, you know, they have inherent costs. NewAgeAutoSales.com, they use their own late model, well-maintained cars, and they can ship them anywhere in the world, and they'll let you buy them for Bitcoin. So, if you want a mature Bitcoin marketplace and you are looking for a car, this is the time and the place to do it. Head on over to their website or give them a call today and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, NewAgeAutoSales.com. I think this is very exciting, and it's an advertiser I'd love to keep. I sincerely hope they get a lot of reactions. NewAgeAutoSales.com.
All right, so the toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to Sleepy Salsa on Skype. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's good to be back on with you, Ian. I really appreciate it. Hey, listen, you guys were mentioning a moment ago about, you know, believing the cops or not believing the government and so forth. And, you know, a lot of the guys that that I talked to were kind of concerned about what was happening in Ferguson, especially with the property damage and so forth. And it's rather interesting that how people can be the population in general can be manipulated. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Michael Brown was a violent criminal. That does not therefore mean that the cops are great, but it does mean that if we're going to win this info war, we have to speak with truth. And there was a reason the grand jury decided to not indict, that officer. So,
well, I've heard that they were presented with bad evidence. I heard that very recently.
Well, they were presented with a bad law, a bad interpretation of the law. So there's an older one from, I think, 1977. The Raw story reported on it yesterday. Not that the Raw story isn't somewhat slanted news, but that doesn't mean the things that they report are necessarily wrong.
Plus, there were witnesses who had different stories. So I don't know what the truth is, and that's what I've always said about the Ferguson thing.
Sure. And you know, I think other cases would be a lot easier to prove. I mean, like more recently, there was a gentleman by the name of Eric Garner
who was
and if I remember correctly, I think it was over untaxed cigarettes. So, in a way, he was doing what Sam Konkin would call agorism in a manner of speaking. That one was kind of more obvious. And of course, you know, anyone can watch the footage, of the entire encounter from start to finish. And I think in a lot of ways, what we're kind of looking at is really kind of going back to founding principles, especially in terms of asking the question about whether or not cops are even constitutional. In fact, there was a white paper, a scholarly paper that was written by one Dr. Roger Roots with that very title, Are Cops Constitutional? It was published in the Seton Hall Constitutional Law Journal back in 2001. And the short version is that Dr. Roots found that during the early Republic, so this would basically be, early 1800s and thereabouts, there was no such thing as so-called professional government police. And the reason why was because it was an assumption, and this is classical republicanism. The assumption was it was the duty of the average citizen to participate in what would now be referred to as so-called law enforcement, including such things, but not limited to chasing suspects by foot, carriage, or horseback. So, I mean, if you want a rationale for something like open carry, I mean, that's it. You know, in a lot of ways, we don't need a standing army. You know, whether they wear blue costumes or whatever else.
I think it's interesting to speculate on what the world would be like if law enforcement, or not law enforcement, but protection services were privatized. And I think that that's very interesting. As far as constitutionality of it goes, at the time of the Constitution's writing, the Constitution only applied to the federal government. So when they say that you have a right to freedom of religion, that only meant that the federal government doesn't have an opinion on it. But in that time in Massachusetts, the state religion was Puritanism, which is now the Congregationalist church. And so in the case, I would say that, yes, police are, local, state, municipal, county police. These people are constitutional, but, I mean, you might be an argument against the FBI or the federal marshals or something like that.
Well, and you bring up kind of a couple different things. I mean, in terms of what was done during the early Republic, it wasn't so-called what would now be considered law enforcement. wasn't a for-profit enterprise. It was more like a what some people would call like mutual aid, kind of like the militia, kind of like the militia system in a sense. Where it was all very decentralized and so forth, neighbors helping neighbors and all that, including things like committees of safety and so forth. So, and I know that some people have mentioned about, you know, having as kind of a corollary to that, you know, the privatization, not corporatization, but privatization, real free market provision of security services like, Gustave de Molinari, Molinari wrote about.
Well, the Pinkertons is a pretty good example from U.S. history. In the in the 1800s, the Pinkerton Security Agency would be some people that would, you know, provide security for your operation.
Yes, of course. And but I think in terms of at least getting back to founding principles and so forth, I think that kind of mutual aid with committees of safety, I think, is really the best chance. In fact, I think probably one of the things that you guys up there in Keene should seriously consider is putting together a committee of safety right there in Keene.
Why don't you come up and do that? That sounds like a neat idea.
Well, I'm down here in Texas, so the situation's
a little... We have roads and airplanes and trains, and they'll all get you at some point or another to New Hampshire.
I got my hands full,
man. We get told all the time we should do this and we should do that. And
I spent all my whole day on activism.
Wait a minute. We kind of do this. There's an app called Peacekeeper, of which there are already a few members here in Keene
that
use it. It's a free app. Anyone can download it.
It's free now?
It's now free.
When did that happen?
Last week. And
you
can download this app at peacekeeper.org. You can get it on your Android or your iPhone, and you can build little networks in your home community, whether it's Texas or New Hampshire, wherever. And you can build little groups, put out an alert if there's an intruder, a fire, an abduction, whatever sort of emergency you need, and send out an alert to who you choose. That may not be the police. That may be your neighbor.
I am glad to hear about that. And Sleepy Salsa, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people have great ideas for activism, but it's hard to implement a good idea if you don't have people. And
it's also hard to implement a good idea that isn't yours.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you just don't have the passion for it, the understanding of it, that kind of thing. The Free State Project is a movement of getting 20,000 activists to one place.
Liberty-minded activists.
It is really tempting. If you're elsewhere to say, you know, I wish they'd do this or do that. I did that when I was in Florida. I wanted a particular sort of thing done. I wanted people to be able to purchase mailboxes like we're able to do at the...
In New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. Okay. And that way they could claim, like, for instance, mailboxes at people's houses.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you keep some mail for people.
Right.
And they could that way claim New Hampshire as their residence.
And the mailbox would forward the mail to...
Even when they're away from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And that would be really awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But it's done. We're doing it here in Keene.
Cool.
But, you know, I mean, that wasn't being done at the time, and I was disappointed, and I understand what it's like to be disappointed. I understand what it's like to wish other people would do certain sorts of activism. But I got to say, sitting on this side of the microphone, I got plenty to do. Thanks.
Yeah.
I really love a little support from people coming here and doing the activism that they're excited about.
Whatever you want to do, you can probably do it here in New Hampshire because we already have 1,600 people here as part of the Free State Project, and 16,000 are pledged to make the move in total thus far. We're coming back with more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in right now. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can get interactive on the website. And if you appreciate what we're doing, then please go to the website at freetalklive.com and share your favorite episode of the last week. Share that episode on your preferred social networking place, Facebook, Twitter, wherever else it is that people hang out. Pinterest, I guess, is one of the bigger ones right now. So please share whatever you want over from freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up. Derek J will tell us about not supporting laws you aren't willing to kill to enforce. First, though, we have James in Arizona on Skype. Hello, James. James in Arizona.
Derek Gay, we have thousands of laws in the United States of America, and a couple hundred, or maybe a couple hundred people are murdered by a cop every year out of the tens of thousands of laws. So I can't wait to hear your stupid story. But speaking of integrity.
Go ahead.
That's two laughs. You're doing great, man. Keep going.
You're cracking me up.
I could do it all night if you keep me on, if you actually live up to your show's name. But that is a little bit too much.
You're going to have to move to New Hampshire if you want to be a co-host. Go ahead.
Oh, you don't want me to do that.
No, I definitely
do that. Because by the time I...
He's just
teasing. 40 days and 40 nights before all of you guys move.
Oh, you're saying that if you moved to New Hampshire, it would take less than a month and a half before we all left?
There's the light bulb going off in your little brain.
it's on Stoner Dam.
Right. Yeah, we've got dozens of people here in Keene who are on an active hate campaign against the liberty activists here, and I don't think anyone's moved out.
They're not me, by the way.
They're not.
What would you do differently to discourage us?
You can call your detractors haters all you want, Ian. People that don't respect you have good reason to not respect you.
No, I call them haters anyway, because they actually express hatred.
I should like to say something about your integrity and about, by the way, about Sweet Salsa, whoever he was, who just called. The people that said that Michael Brown had his hands up and his back to the cops lied to the grand jury. And the forensic evidence and the other people that saw it too, saw what happened, told the truth. No wonder they lived in a town where people would actually smash windows and burn down businesses. There's a lot of disgusting people in this world. Some of them are cops, but a lot of them aren't. I didn't see any cops smashing windows and burning down buildings in Ferguson, did you?
How do you know they weren't cops?
Oh, right. Of course, I don't. And I also don't believe in agent provocateurs either.
Ignoring the evidence.
There's some pretty good evidence for agent provocateurs in Kent State.
I didn't say there never were. I didn't ever say there isn't.
Okay, you said you don't believe in them.
Hitler was an agent provocateur, Mark. Assuming you know your history.
I'm sorry.
What does it mean to say Hitler's an agent provocateur?
Hitler.
Oh, who?
He caught me flat-footed. I don't know the answer.
I thought you said Hitler. What did you say?
I did say Hitler was an agent provocateur.
And why is that?
That's how he joined the National Socialist.
He did. He wasn't a National Socialist. He did not ascribe to their tenets of belief.
May I go on, please? I just want to say one more thing that I didn't get to say yesterday.
Just one more? Wow.
2,400 people murdered by the evil empire of Japan. Those guys, those flyboys, the Japanese flyboys that toasted to sake at sunrise on an aircraft carrier and then flew a couple hundred miles, didn't do it because they were duped by the United States government. And they sure as heck didn't do it because of a military-industrial complex that was budding and wanted Franklin Delano Roosevelt to declare war or dupe Japan into something that they'd already been up to for the previous 10 years. They invaded Manchuria in 1931 and murdered 300,000 people in one old town by chopping to death their men and raping their women before they chopped them to death. So how we ended that war, I'd much rather be incinerated than be chopped to death and watch my old lady raped. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the call. 855, 450 free. I did not end that war. I just like to say he said how we ended it. I think he was referring to the dropping of
the bombs
on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Right.
I was not involved in that. I take no responsibility, and I find that to be horrifying.
Yeah, that horrified people for decades to come because there were generations of people who were afraid that we were constantly living on the brink of nuclear war.
Oh, also, I mean, the rape of Nanking was a horrifying experience. I wouldn't belittle that either.
So let's move on. Derek J, you have a story. It's not going to fit into the end of the show completely, but worth starting.
Yeah. One of our callers earlier brought up Eric Garner, the man in New York who was murdered by murder is a legal term. And he was definitely killed. He was strangled by a police officer.
Homicide.
And it was ruled a homicide, which has a different definition.
Right.
It means killing another person.
I would say that is the least interesting piece of evidence in the Eric Garner case, the ruling of the homicide. It's, you know, this is trotted out by people that don't understand what homicide means.
Mm-hmm.
Homicide is, you know, it was homicide. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's one of five
person
definitions.
Killed another person, and it wasn't, it wasn't sort of accidental.
Right. In an autopsy, it could be accidental, suicide, homicide, and a couple other distinctions. But either way, there's a man who wrote an article at Bloomberg.com named Stephen L. Carter. He's a Yale Law School professor, and he writes, "On the opening day of law school, I always counsel my first-year students never to support a law they are not willing to kill to enforce." I usually they greet this advice with something between skepticism and puzzlement until I remind them that the police go armed to enforce the will of the state. And if you resist, they might kill you. I wish this caution were only theoretical. It isn't. Whatever your view on the refusal of a New York City grand jury to indict the police officer whose chokehold apparently led to the death of Eric Garner, it's useful to remember the crime that Garner is alleged to have committed. He was selling individual cigarettes, or Lucy's, in violation of New York law. The obvious racial dynamics of the case, the police officer is white, Garner was black, that spurred outrage, but at least among libertarians, so has the law that was being enforced. Nick Gillespie wrote in the Daily Beast, quote, "Clearly something has gone horribly wrong when a man lies dead after being confronted for selling cigarettes to willing buyers."
And after he'd been given just tickets for this behavior in the past, you know.
He probably had no reason to expect that his death was imminent.
Yeah, he just didn't want to go to jail, that's for sure.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky also blamed the statute. Quote, "Some politician put a tax of $5.85 on a pack of cigarettes, so they've driven cigarettes underground by making them so expensive." The problem is actually broader. It's not just cigarette tax laws that can lead to the death of those police seek to arrest. It's every law. Libertarians argue that we have far too many laws and that Garner case offers evidence that they're right. I often tell my students that there will never be a perfect technology of law enforcement and that it's unavoidable that there will be situations where police err on the side of too much violence rather than too little. Better training won't lead to perfection, but fewer laws would mean fewer opportunities for official violence to get out of hand.
What kind of training, really, do police need? I love the training thing. Let's train them some more. Wait, really? I mean,
De-escalation would be useful training.
They get all kinds of de-escalation training. That's what we've been told by law enforcement officers here on the air. They get that training. We don't see a lot of evidence that what they get is they get on-the-job training that says escalation is the way to go. I mean, are you going to spend more than 50% of their time in training? I don't think that's what it is. We have a culture in law enforcement in this country that force is the preferable thing to do. There's a guy out in, I think it's California, a police officer that's facing being fired for trying to de-escalate a situation rather than using more violence. I mean, we've had police chiefs say, I would fire a police officer who didn't shoot in this situation or that situation. And it was actually a situation where a police officer didn't shoot. So we've got from the top down a culture of escalation in the area of violence in law enforcement in this country.
Well, and not to mention that all humans respond to incentives. And if there are no incentives for these police to be held accountable for their criminal actions or for harming another individual, they're more likely to do it. Well, federal law alone includes more than 3,000 crimes, fewer than half of which are found in the federal criminal code. The rest are scattered throughout statutes. Hmm. And a citizen who wants to abide by the law has no quick and easy way to find out what the law actually is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not to mention, nobody even knows the number for sure.
Sure, and if you were to even find out, you know, what the law is, then you have to find out what the interpretations of the law are, and every, you know, lawyer and every court
sure,
justice.
Sure, you put 10 lawyers, you'll get 15 interpretations.
Yeah, and every cop has a different interpretation. So, we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, we'll post that full article on our Facebook page here in moments. This has been Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.